Well, USDA's Migratory Bird Habitat Initiative is designed to enhance habitat for migrating birds that will come into contact with adversely affected marshes and coastlands from the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. And NRCS Chief Dave White says the initiative, which is in 8 states, including ours, will require the enhancement of a variety of habitats.
Shallow water habitat, you know, a mudflat, 1 to 4 inches of water for these little shorebirds like the sandpipers and the terns. We're also going to need deeper water, like your mallards would like water that's, say 4 to 10, 12 inches deep. And then there will also be places where your diving ducks, like your scalps, these guys need water that's 5 foot deep. So it's a whole variety of habitats, and what kind of food can we do for them? We're also looking at places to rest for these migratory songbirds, the martins, the birds that are going to fly over the Gulf or fly across to Mexico. What can we do for those little rascals?
And the chief adds that he doesn't know if they will actually be able to stop a bird from traveling to its customary spots.
But we'd like to be able to provide them with safe havens, food, places to rest, stock up on calories, because a lot of these critters are going to fly across the Gulf of Mexico into South America, or they may fly over to Mexico and overwinter. So anything we can do to create some habitats, some places for them to rest, and if they want to stay there, well, that'd be fine too.
For more information about the Migratory Bird Habitat Initiative, visit nrcs.usda.gov. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.